AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Lark Trickstad with us today for Caregiver Corner.
Good morning. How Woo. Are you?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah, it's a nice day out there.
I love the fall.
Oh, me too. Favorite.
Yeah, one day the weather is cold, the next day it's warm, the next day it rains, the next
we
day
like
it doesn't.
Change, though, change. Tim. Yeah.
Change is good. So, Caregiver Corner, where have you been?
Oh, yeah.
Where have you been?
See that little picture there? That is so heartwarming. It's a picture of an elderly man and his wife walking. She has an assistive device, and he's got a purse. That's a common thing we see in Iowa.
He's got the purse. Absolutely.
Yeah. I always say, nice bag.
Yes, nice bag. Alzheimer's disease and dementia, yeah. Which affect memory and other cognitive abilities, can create anxiety, confusion, and fear for a person living with the disease. Today we are discussing a moving example of an affected wife missing her husband.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we don't think about often is what that the person that's affected, you know, sometimes they're really afraid and anxious. And I watched Ken Burns' documentary the other a couple weeks ago about country music. That was excellent. And I was struck by a song I had totally forgotten about, Kathy Mateus' song, Where Have You Been? The lyrics seem so familiar to me as a nurse in geriatric care over the years, you know, taking care of couples. And it goes, where have you been? I've looked for you forever and a day. Where have you been? I'm just not myself when you're away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
wow.
a heartwarming.
That's
one.
Good. Over the course of the song, two young people meet, get married, spend 60 years together. In the final verse, both are in the hospital. The wife is no longer speaking and has forgotten the names of family members. But one day, after the husband takes her hand, she asks, where have you been?
Yeah, John Vesner, I believe it's pronounced, Kathy Mateus' husband, he co-authored this song, and he writes, yeah, I was the guy that wheeled my grandfather in, and my grandmother was in the hospital, and she really didn't know anybody. They hadn't been apart, really, in 66 years. That's very common in Iowa. And then he goes on, my grandfather had a seizure. Turned out he had a brain tumor. So they put him in the hospital too. He goes, I went down there and I said, hey, has anybody brought him up to see her? And it hadn't really occurred to anybody yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he wheeled him in and wheeled him around the bed. And he picked up her hand. He stroked her hair and kept saying, look at that hair. Nobody has hair like Grandma. And she just looked at him. She's a little German lady, and finally she goes, where have you been?
Yeah.
But it still got me, you know?
Oh, boy. Yeah. That would be a special moment. And it can be really difficult to watch the cognitive decline and fear in a spouse who has dementia. And when that decline seems to directly affect your relationship with your loved one in this way, it may feel even worse. And it's almost like you're in a grieving process before you lose the person. Mm. So because Alzheimer's damages the brain, memory declines, and it depends on where the damage is in the brain, facial recognition and the ability to recall names, events, and fundamental information can really become impaired, and usually does.
Changes in the brain are the most common reason why your loved one does not seem to recognize you or remember the last time that they saw you, for example.
Yeah, and that can be very heartbreaking. But some research has found that positive feelings after a visit with someone living with dementia remain long past their memory of that particular visit. So again, you're kind of getting to the emotion of that person. And remembering that if dementia causes your loved one not to be able to recognize you or feel they can't find you, spending time with him or her can still be beneficial and uplifting to both of you, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You remember.
I've looked for you forever and a day.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
That's neat.
I know. And that was like 1990 that song was written. But it was like the story behind the song. And boy, I've listened to that song a couple times since I heard it on there.
And so, yeah, it really comes close to home for a lot
does.
Of people.
It does.
Well, where can we get more information about this and certainly other stories, Laura?
Well, you know, that's the real reason that we have NorthIowaSageLink.com is that people living the experience of caring for another loved one can go there 24/7. And, you know, doctors and nurses aren't around all the time. So you might be sitting there wondering what can I do about this or feel bad, but you can go to SageLink. And there are easy to read, simple understanding information on dementia. And also, you can go so far as to go to the Institute of Aging and watch big videos. So it's all there.
Yeah, and when you think you're doing this all by yourself and you're nobody
not.
Else is going through it, you're not.
And when does that happen? Like in the middle of the night, you know? You get sad and scared and worried, and it might be very comforting to do that.
Yeah, so. Don't be overwhelmed.
Right. No. You're not alone.
SageLink. Yeah. NorthIowaSageLink.com.
You got it.
Lark Trakstad, always a pleasure to have you in studio for Caregiver
thank
Corner.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
You too.
All right. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.